I would say that this presentation you might think of as something of an escape from the intellectual rigor that you have been exposed to for the last day and a half. I actually invite you while I'm speaking to pull out your smartphones and devices and stare at them and let your mind run free with the implications that those devices hold, because that's really what we're going to talk about a little bit this morning. On December 14th of last year, the General Counsel of the United States Government Accounting Office issued an opinion, and this is something that the General Counsel of that office does on a routine basis. The General Accountability or the Governmental Accountability Office is sort of the watchdog of the federal government, thought of as a watchdog for Congress to ensure the integrity of various administrative actions. The opinion in question regarded the application of federal publicity or propaganda and anti-lobbying provisions to certain social media activities undertaken by the Environmental Protection Agency. A copy of the opinion is attached to my paper, and if you have time to read either my paper or the opinion, please read the opinion, because it's the source. What I'm offering you is nothing more than some thoughts on that source, but you really should read the opinion itself. The opinion responded to a request from Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma, who was concerned that the EPA's use of social media activities might have violated various provisions of federal law, notably anti-lobbying provisions and anti-propaganda provisions of both federal appropriations law and the Anti-Deficiency Act.